what really is wrong with ginger bears. There's not a thing in the world wrong with ginger bears.
No,
except
it's just,
for the fact that
I'm not
Ricky
a ginger
doesn't
bear.
Like being called it, so it makes it funny to call him one.
Because I'm really not I'm not even going to debate this anymore, because I've talked about this last, like, 10 shows.
I know, and it's becoming a recurring
I'm just going to have to say, God damn it, yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that was kind of loud. Sorry, guys.
You know Lou's going to take that one and
make an intro or something.
I hope so, because we need some new intros. Mm-hmm.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
God damn it. Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 579 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of April, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a list of things, and y'all, I don't know what to say other than let's get this show on the road, yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it was quite the day. Quite the day, hump day, in the coal mine. And y'all, I've got something to tell you. I've got something to tell you about something very special. Very, very, very special that happened in the coal mine today. But y'all, first of all, I want to thank all of you. All of you who sent me the names of you, of what you used to call your grandmama and your granddaddy, you know, whether it be poo-poo or pee-pee or...
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Or ginger bear or whatever. But anyway, y'all, and y'all, evidently, Big Fatty, booby... Booby and Butterbutt. Evidently, that was supposed to be Bubby. But y'all, I've never heard anyone call the grandparents a Bubby either. So I mean, you know, it made as little sense then as it does now as Bubby. I like Booby better. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you like the boobies. Do you like to motorboat them like that ginger bear? Y'all, that was Big Ricky and Julian from the Foul Monkeys, and y'all, you know, they're putting together the big podcast meet and greet and podcast listener hoot nanny on the Friday of the G'days weekend. And I had said a while back that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, was going to be coming to that, but y'all, it appears that his plans may have changed, but he has still not totally ruled it out yet. But y'all, he did tell me that he totally understood about the game at the beginning of every BFO show, unlike that Daniel Beaver, because y'all, he just didn't understand it. He just did not understand it. And y'all, evidently my grandson didn't understand it either, because y'all, he had a remark on the Twitty today, and y'all, I read it, and I really didn't understand what he was talking about at first, but then he gave a little explanation, because that Daniel didn't understand it either, and evidently what he was trying to say was...
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bearer.
Oh, okay. What he was trying to say is that, you know, he agreed with Daniel that he didn't understand the little quiz program at the beginning of every show. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Now, y'all, I have got big news to tell you today, and I think it's best to start it off like this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, hump day was Administrative Professionals Day at the coal mine, and y'all, they had the big coal miner luncheon, and y'all, there she was in her lime green and turquoise, and y'all, she came in for the luncheon, and had the luncheon and all, and y'all, then she ran running after Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
She was waving this piece of paper going, has somebody taken care of this? And y'all, it was a email that she had forwarded to Mr. Vader from 2005. Now, she's been retired for several years, y'all, but she printed this email, and y'all, she went through it to check to see if somebody followed up. We hate her. Yes, y'all, we hate the skull, but y'all, sometimes it's nice just to have a little fresh content. Because, y'all, I got an e-letter. I got an e-letter from Miss West. From Miss West over there at the lovely Live It Up podcast. Miss West says, Big Friday, I notice you've been lacking some content.
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bearer.
I thought that you might enjoy using this. And y'all, it is the six worst prizes you can win on The Price is Right. Yes, Big Friday, we love The Price is Right. Yes, we just love it. And y'all, this guy... decided that these are the prizes that he would not want to win. And y'all, this is all his personal opinion, of course, and where he might frown or shrug at a prize that he might win, another person will scream and jump up and down. But I think there are certainly some prizes we can all agree are pretty lame. Below are the six that came to his mind and five of them that we'll probably agree with. Number one prize that he would not want to win would be a sauna or hot tub. And this could be a great for someone with a big house and a yard or an extra room. Y'all, that is some crab soup. But who else could use this? I've been waiting, he says, for 3 decades for someone to sarcastically say, yeah, that'll look great in my studio apartment. Number two is a jet ski. Y'all, who the fuck wants a jet ski? Bank Friday, I'd have no use for a jet ski. Or number three, a chandelier. And y'all, his only explanation there is, what? WTF? WTF. And y'all, I think that means, what the fuck? Number four is a karaoke machine. Number five is a trampoline. And y'all, can you just imagine people getting on a trampoline at your house and getting out there and screaming and yelling and just making a big old fool?
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bearer.
Making a big old fool of themselves and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, who has room for a trampoline? And y'all, but now here's the one that a lot of people aren't going to agree with, and that is a car. He says, that's right, a car. Everyone screams and jumps up and down and wets their pants when they announce that the prize is a car. And I always got excited as a kid when that was the prize and a new car was under $10,000. But now he just sees it as another bill to pay taxes, insurance, gas, maintenance on the car. And who knows if you can even get a car close to your home or have to drive the thing from the West Coast. You know, anyway, so I just thought that was great. And Miss West, thank you so much for helping me look out for content. Because, y'all, I have been accused. I have been accused. Accused of not having any original content. Yes, Big Friday, we know, and we just can't believe, we cannot believe that people would be so vulgar and rude as to say such a thing. Y'all, I've been talking about the scratch-offs that I got last week, and y'all, I've scratched them all off. I couldn't wait any longer. I've scratched them all off, and believe it or not, none of them were winners. But y'all, I have not put them onto the wheel yet on the second chance drawing. But y'all, I tell you what, while I do that, let's do our little intro for today's sing-along memory lane music. Yes, Big Fatty, let's do it.
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bearer.
Now, y'all, yesterday's memory lane, sing-along memory lane music was a little hard, because y'all, it's hard to sing that fast, but y'all, today we are gonna take it back to the days of black and white, and I know, that many of you will know this one, and will be able to sing along. Yes, Big Fatty, get it going!
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. But Patty's only seen the sights, a girl can be from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair, but they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bookends, different as night and day. Where Kathy adores a minuet, the ballet Russe and Crepe Suzette. Our Patty loves to rock and roll, a hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild duet. Still they're cousins, identical cousins, and you'll find they laugh alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike. You can lose your mind when cousins are two of a kind.
Dear Gussie, y'all, do you remember the Patty Duke show? It was fabulous. It was just fabulous. And Patty Duke played the part of both her and her cousin. And y'all, they did that split screen thing. And one of them was sophisticated and the other one was just white trash. Y'all, you just expect the one that lived in Brooklyn Heights, y'all, you just expected to be out there on the streets with, you know, talking to anybody.
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bearer.
Oh, okay. And y'all, speaking of content, y'all, I went over and I put in the codes, and I was not a winner on any of the cards. So, you know, we're still trying to win, though. But yes, Big Freddy, we know you love to try to win, and you're always coming up a loser. But y'all, I have just been back over at the e-letters, and y'all, that Kim... Beaver... y'all, she has left me a message that says, "Oh, Lord, it is the left one. Ew." And y'all, I have no idea what that's about, but I'm going over to the BFO and I'm going to click through and go, I'm going to go over to the what do you call that? The Kimball Beaver's Lodge and, see what she's talking about. Y'all, She posted a picture from the Dragon podcast, y'all, and y'all, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable the things that Gavin had in his hands. Y'all, they're big. They're two big old orb-like things in his hands. Yes, Big Freddy, we get it. Please move it along. Well, y'all, I'm clicking, but, you know, for some reason, oh, Lord, it says, oh, dear God. Y'all, it says, Big Fatty's cunt science is a ball science. Have you noticed?
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bearer.
Oh. Have you noticed that there seems to be another person in the fat cave speaking back to Big Fatty and even calling him stupid? First, I thought it was that half-squeezed lube bottle, but now we have evidence that voice of his speaking cunt science is actually coming from where the sun never shines. So this was not stolen from the surface of the sun. It is his inbuilt voice of reason. And y'all, you have got to go over. You have got to go over. you have got to go over and see what that Kim Beaver has done, and y'all, someone's already commented. Y'all, of course, the only person that has commented is that sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, of course, the sea hag's always, oh, I know everything. I am perfect. She writes, oh, what a clever idea it is for him to have another voice on his show. It's so original. But wait, if that is really where the voice is coming from, shouldn't there be two voices? Y'all, and you know, she don't know. But y'all, did I mention that my most frequent gentleman caller was just by here a little bit earlier, right before I started to recode today's show, and y'all, it was a wonderful time today. In fact, I still need to.
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Oh, I still need to do a wet cleanup. But I bad fatty, that is vulgar. It is vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I saw on the Twitty this afternoon. Y'all, in fact, I'm going to go over here and look. Arthur put out a little thing about the United States putting out a brand new $100 bill. And y'all, it's going to have all kinds of new security features on it and new colors and all kinds of things. So you might want to go. I think it said the website was something like newmoney.gov. And you can go over there and look and see what the new $100 bill looks like. Y'all, that English John, by the way, over at the Gay Days blog, which you can get to by going over to the BFO. Y'all, that English John has posted a picture of Big Fatty, and y'all, his testicles are hanging out. And y'all, it's no wonder I hear voices. It's no wonder I hear voices. But anyway, I what can I say? But I thought I'd go over here and just see if there's been any updates to the guest list over here. And I do not see. I was mainly coming over to see if that Guru Nudie, had updated the number of people that were coming with him to the podcaster and the podcast listener meet and greet, because y'all, you know, we are still hoping that he will bring.
Yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Lover Man, and you know, and I don't know if Lover Man is a ginger bear or not, but we are hoping that Lover Man will shit or get off the pot. And y'all, we'd just as soon him get off the pot and come to the good days, because y'all, they're staying over there at that Contemporary Motel. Oh dear Gussie. So, anyway, Lover Man, get off the pot and tell Guru Nudie to add you to the list. Y'all, I was going to go down in the Fat Cave today and give you an update on the dancing. But y'all, I'm not going to have a chance because I just don't have time to go down there. And I've been interrupted so many times today. It's just, it's thrown me, y'all. It has just thrown me. I've been thrown. And y'all, I hope you have a great Thursday. Oh, by the way, Miss Porter will be getting out of the hospital hopefully on Friday. And
God damn it, yes, I'm a fucking ginger bear.
Okay, we get it, Ricky. You're a ginger bear.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.